Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antyakanda, Chapter 5. The pastimes of Lord Nityananda and his preaching mission. He doesn't even know it. He's sleeping inside Haranya Pandit's house, and outside there's a gang of dacoits that are going to attack the house at midnight and rob Nittai of all his jewels. But unfortunately, when they came to rob one night, they found that the whole house was surrounded by infantry soldiers. And each soldier was so big in stature that he could easily take out 1,000 men. Each soldier. Unbelievable. Giant men. Giants. And they thought, well, maybe our Chandi Durga Devi is not favoring us. We should come back a few days later when those soldiers go. Must be some visiting king, and those are his soldiers. When they go, then we can return. So that's where we left off. The dacoit leader said, well, let's wait 10 days, and then we can come again and be successful. Heta bali dasyugan gila nijagar avaduta chandra prabhu swachande bihari. After the dacoit leaders spoke like this, that they should wait 10 days, all the dacoits returned to their homes. Meanwhile, Avadhut Chandra Prabhu continued to enjoy his pastimes. So now he talks some philosophy, steps back a little bit to glorify Nityananda and the power of hearing about Nityananda. This next verse, 592 in chapter 5, serves as a shruti phal, a benefit or a fruit of hearing the shastra. And he says, Nityananda charan bhajai jj jane sarva vigna khande taha sabara smarane. By remembering even those who worship the lotus feet of Nityananda, all obstacles are vanquished. So even if you're not remembering Nityananda's lotus feet, you're remembering someone that is remembering them, like Janavamata. Janavamata is his wife, and Vasudha Mata, she's his wife, and his son Virachandra, and his daughter Gangadevi. They're all deeply meditating on Nittai's feet and worshipping him. So if we remember Nagamanjari or Janavamata, Vasudha, Virachandra, or Gangadevi, then we'll, all of our obstacles will be vanquished. This is the power of Nityananda. He's so merciful. Sarva Vignan, Vigna, the Bombay people know a lot about that Vigna stuff. They live in the land of no vigna, the land of no obstacles, no difficulties, no impediments, because the Lord of Bombay is Siddhivinayak, isn't it? Siddhivinayak, who destroys all the obstacles. But unfortunately, people in Bombay are also getting old and dying and getting diseased. These are major obstacles. And no one is overcoming, even with Siddhivinayak. So if they're smart, they'll make their life auspicious and impediment-free by taking up Nittai's worship, by chanting Hare Krishna. Hena Nityananda Prabhu Vihare Apane Tahane Karite Vigna Pare Kona Jane. When Nityananda Prabhu himself enjoys his pastimes, who can create any obstacles? The purport. Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Envious people always try to create obstacles in the endeavors of saintly persons. Under the influence of their sinful mentality, they create obstacles for all sorts of beneficial activities in this world. But no envious person can ever be able to create obstacles in any of the activities Sri Nityananda performs in his desire to serve Lord Krishna. So Nityananda mows down all the obstacles. He's like a tank. Just runs right over them. The obstacles are like so many grasshoppers. Nothing. Jump up in the air 10 inches and then runs right over them. Because it's the way he's telling the stories, it seems that some dacoits have a plan to attack Nityananda with all kinds of weapons and take away all his shringara, his ornaments and rings and necklaces and bangles, and make a fortune by that robbery. But the author, Vrindavan Das Thakur, is saying that, I'm telling you about these dacoits, but don't think that they will create any obstacles for the unstoppable pastimes of Nityananda. The same thing is true for the Sankirtan movement. Prabhupada coined a phrase, an analogy. He said when the parade comes down the street, there's so many marching bands and big drums and timpani drums and kettle drums and tubas and all these big instruments, and the dogs bark, how, 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 how. Prabhupada said the dogs may bark, but the caravan will pass, the parade will pass by. They won't if a few dogs bark, even 10, 20, no one will stop the parade. The dogs will get a few swift kicks in the face by the members of the party, and then the parade will keep going. The Prabhupada said this is the Sankirtan caravan, the Sankirtan parade of Nityananda and Gauranga. And the barking dogs are always there. Ban the Bhagavad Gita, close the temples, arrest the devotees. They're brainwashed. This is a cult. It's not a bona fide religion. These are cult books. These are not shastras. And all these different types of obstacles and impediments imposed by the demoniac people. But they cannot stop the Lord's pastimes. We see the Krishna consciousness, although they tried their best in America and Europe to stop the Krishna consciousness movement, but it hasn't stopped. It's still going on, stronger than ever. Because it's the will of God. This movement is divine, Krishna consciousness movement. Prabhupada said in the Bhagavatam, in discussing Krishna's Janam in Mathura, he said that Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has taken birth within the womb of this ISKCON movement. So this movement itself, ISKCON, is the birthplace of Lord Krishna. And Krishna has appeared in this movement in the form of his holy name. And his name expands in different ways as rupams and murtis and mandirs, and so many books and programs and festivals, but it all began with the birth of the Lord, the appearance of the Lord in ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, the Hare Krishna movement. It's unstoppable. So Nityananda is very much removing the obstacles one by one. Avidya Kandaye Janra Dasira Smaran Se Prabhure Vigna Karibeka Konjan. Who can place impediments before Lord Nityananda when all ignorance is destroyed by remembering even his servant? So this is, if you remember those who worship him, obstacles are destroyed. If you remember those who worship him, Nityananda, then all of our ignorance is destroyed. Avidya Kande. So that if these things are out of the way, then it's clear sailing. The road is wide open. No traffic, no police, no radar. Go as fast as your car can carry you. And no fear. Because what is the problem on the path of bhakti? It's obstacles created by prarabdha and ignorance. Otherwise, there's no obstacles. We are naturally, innately, and originally illuminated by full knowledge, Satchidanand, Chit, Chit Shakti, particles of Chit, or pure conscious, fully aware and realized consciousness units. The ignorance is gone, then that's the real impediment. The vigna is ignorance. If you remove ignorance, you removed everything. Because the ignorance means I am the body. And as soon as one is ignorantly and foolishly, stupidly identifies with the material body or this material world as his own or his place or field of activity or his place of field of enjoyment or existence or purpose is here in this mundane world, that's ignorance. Then the trouble starts. Then the problems start one after the other. And everyone knows about that. So basically they're synonymous. Removing ignorance means removing impediments. They're synonymous. That's why he's discussing both the ideas in the last three verses. And Nityananda does all that. Even if you have difficulty remembering Nityananda, which is not so difficult, but think of his servants, as we mentioned. Sarvagana sahavigna natta janradas janra amsha rudra kare jagata vinash janra amsha nadite bhuvana kampahai hena prabhu nityananda kare tanavai. Ganesh, the destroyer of all obstacles, sarvagan sahavignanath, and his associates engage in the service of Nityananda. Rudra, Nittai's plenary portion, annihilates the universe. And when Ananta, Nittai's plenary portion, becomes restless, the entire universe trembles. How then can that Nityananda Prabhu be afraid of anyone? In other words, Nityananda is God, so God is not afraid of anyone. There's so many verses about fear and the purport one can read. Sarvanava dvipe kari swachande kirtan swachande karena krita bojana shayan sarvange sakala amulya lankar jena deki baladeva rohini kumar. Karpura tambula prabhu karena charvan ishat hasiya mohe jagga janamohan mohe jagga janaman. More about Nityananda. This is chapter 5. This doesn't write on the book what the title is. Let's see. Chapter 5. Well, that's interesting. It would make sense. I assume that. There's so much discussion of Nityananda. So this is one of these are some of the specific chapters in the entire Chaitanya Bhagavat that glorify Nityananda. Because we're hearing so much, I was curious. This is chapter 5, and the title is Nityananda Prabhu Leela, the pastimes of Nityananda Prabhu. And chapter 6 is Nityananda Prabhu Mahima, the glories of Nityananda. And this is called Madaram Samapayet. One should end, everything should end on a sweet note. So the Chaitanya Bhagavat, this is Antyakanda, is becoming to a close after so many chapters. It's about 80%, 85% completed at this juncture in our studies. And he's starting to turn his heart and mind and attention to his Ishtadev, Nityananda, and really bring out all the glories of his pastimes and the glories of his identity and tattva, the tattva backing and represented backing Nityananda and what he represents, and who is he, what is his identity, and then what are his wonderful leelas which exhibit his qualities and encourage the devotees to become fearless and free from ignorance and free from impediments and obstacles by invoking his memory. He's encouraging us. He's telling us, do you realize who Nityananda is? Listen, everyone. Do you realize the power of Nityananda? Do you realize the position of Nityananda? Do you understand what Nityananda can do for you? So when one understands that, then he'll respond accordingly by serving the cause of Nityananda and remembering his followers also. Love me, love my dog, as they say. So we want, maybe we it's a little hard to remember Nityananda, but his merciful wives or mother of the universe, Jagannamata, Janamadevi was considered the mother of all the Vaishnavas. After Nityananda left, and she became the Acharya for all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Jagannamata, Janamata. And she organized the first international Mayapur Vrindavan festival. Let's say Mayapur festival. It's actually in East Bengal, in a place called Keturi, about 50 years after the departure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda. She organized a huge Sankirtan festival there. It was featured in that Sankirtan fest where Shamananda and Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya. And so many deities were installed over there. It was wonderful. And she organized it all, invited everyone, and presided over the entire function. And then to top it all off, she cooked for everyone. 10,000 or 20,000 Vaishnavas came. And she cooked for all of them. It was a huge mela. Vaishnava mela, Gaudiya Vaishnava mela. And everyone loved her because they knew that loving her means loving Nityananda. And they could see she's Nityananda Shakti, and all the beauty and mercy and kindness and love and compassion of Nityananda was fully expressed and distributed by the personality of, known as Janamata, was Radharani's younger sister, Ananga Manjari. So we're hearing, I read these verses, Nityananda freely performed kirtan throughout Navadvip, and he freely enjoyed pastimes of eating and sleeping. For the Lord, eating and sleeping is a pastime. For us, it's how we pass our time. This is Leela, Krita, Bhojan Krita, Bhojan Leela, Ban Bihar, Bhojan Leela, Radha Krishna's Bhojan Leela, Bhojan Krita, Shayan Krita. So the Lord is only Leela, and his pastimes, because Krita, the word Krita means Leela. Leela means to be in a loving, and a rapturous, loving remembrance and presence and embrace of one's dear devotees. So even when the Lord or his energies and Radharani's sleeping, that's her Shayan Krita or Shayan Leela. But she's not simply passing time dreaming in ignorance and dreaming out her hankerings and dreaming out her lamentations. But she's dreaming also Swapna Vilas Amritam. She's dreaming about Shyam and the gopis and Vrindavan. And she's with them. She's having Krita and Leela with Krishna in her dream. And sometimes she dreams of Gauranga. She sees Gauranga in her dreams, Vishnu Chakravarti tells. And then she sees Gauranga, and then she's watching this dream and her Krita and her Leela. And then she wakes up and she said, oh, this is in the middle of the night in Nidivan, about 2:30 in the night, in the early morning after Rasa dance. Oh, Shyam, I had this wonderful dream last night of a wonderful place. And there was a beautiful river. On the banks of the river, there were so many trees. And it was a very beautiful, wide river, very beautiful pastoral setting. And that place was very much like Vrindavan. And that river was very much like Jamuna. But it was not, that river was not dark blue and Kalindi color. It was some fair color, some lighter color. And the trees along that bank of that river I saw in my dream, they were not Kadamba trees, Kala Kadamba and Palash and Arjun. I saw banana trees and coconut trees. And along the bank, there was a clearing on the bank of that river. And I saw many people, it was like a mandala, many people were dancing there. And they were playing musical instruments, very much like we do in the Rasa dance, when you and all the gopis and I, we dance together, linking our arms and shoulders, and we spin in wonderful circles under the moonlight in the fall season, and we relish dancing together throughout the evening. And it was like that, but there was only men there. Only men dancing. And there was one among those men, they were very effulgent, and they're all playing instruments like we play, the mandris and sakis play. But there's one very, very effulgent person there, very tall and long hair and beautiful lotus eyes. And I saw him in my dream, and all the attention of all the dancers in that rasa dance, they were chanting the Sankirtan. They were chanting the holy names, our names, and my name, and your name. But that leading person, that chief figure, that towering golden figure, I saw him in my dream, and I was thinking, I was seeing all these dancers, where are you? Where is Shyam? And I was looking, where am I? But when I saw this golden person, I thought, who is this person? Dancing, and everyone's dancing around him, and his arms are raised, and his glancing towards the sky, and tears are dropping from his eyes, and beautiful lotus eyes, and long hair, wavy, curly black hair bouncing on his shoulders, and a long Vaijanti mala reaching to his ankles, and beautiful thin yellow chadar draped over his broad shoulders, and long, powerful serpentine arms. I thought, who is this? When I saw him, I felt very attracted. Well, in my dream, I was thinking, who is this person? I feel maybe this is Krishna. He's not blue. He's not Shyam or Ghanashyam color. He's golden. And then I looked around. I thought, well, if this is Krishna, then where am I? Whenever Krishna is dancing, then I'm also there beside him. Even he stays with me in a special form when he expands to dance to all the other gopis. And then as I looked at that golden dancer, then I felt, oh, wait a minute. This is not Shyam. This is actually me. That is me. I am this golden dancer. In this way I was seeing this and I was so bewildered. Then suddenly I woke up. This is the dream I had. Can you explain this? And then Shamsundar said, in reply to Radhika, he smiled a little mischievously. And then the Kostuba money, he has a necklace around his neck called a Kostuba money. And it's a very extraordinary gem which actually contains all the atmas. All the jivas are in that Kostuba money. It's like a very extraordinary gem. On one level it's a gem. It's also described, and Vishnu tells that in his book, that it's all the jivas are there. So then Radharani was lying on Krishna's chest and his necklace is right lying on his chest, and she was looking at him and he smiled and looked at her. Then she glanced at the Kostuba money, and then she saw in the Kostuba money Krishna illuminated that whole pastime again. And then he said, did you see something like this? And she's looking at, in the Kostuba gem, as if it's a television screen. And then she's saying, yes, that's the person. Who is that? Then Krishna smiled and said, that is you. That is me. I felt that it was me. But then if that was me, then where were you? And it was also me. It's you and me in one golden form. Yes. What is this? I never heard. I don't know anything about this. Gargamuni never told me anything about this. Bhaguri Rishi Gargamuni. I never heard Durvasamuni. We don't know. No, in the future, in Kali Yuga, you and I will unite and come as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga! 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 Jai Jai Shri Radhe! So these are the pastimes of Nittai and Gaur. With priceless ornaments decorating his entire body, Nityananda looked just like Baladev, Rohini Kumar. He chewed betel nuts mixed with camphor, and Nittai's sweet smile enchanted the people of the entire world. Ishat Hasya Mohe Jagajanaman. Jagajanaman. Abhaya Paramananda Bhule Sarvastan. Abhaya Paramananda Bhakta Goshti San. Nittai fearlessly and happily wandered about everywhere in the company of the devotees. Arabara Jukti Kari Papidas Yugan. Ailena Nityananda Chandra Bhavan. Daive Se Dine Maha Mege Andakar. Mahagora Nishanahi Lokara Sanchar. The sinful dacoits soon made another plan, and they collected near the house where Nityananda Chandra was staying. That night, by the arrangement of God, it was completely dark, Andhakar, because of intensely dense clouds, Mahameg. No one was out that night. It was totally lonely night. Mahagoranisha. It's not telling. It says, Nahi lokera sanchara. Sanchara means movement, or transiting, or moving here and there, like Sanchari Bhav. Nahi lokera sanchara. No one was moving anywhere, which they don't translate. But Mahagoranisha means, it's a very, Gora means it's very ferocious and dangerous and frightening night. Mahagoranisha, very frightening night, very dark, no starlight, no moonlight. That means very dark. So people don't like to move in such dangerous, dark, and unpredictable situations. So no one was out that night. So no one could see them or identify them when they do their dacoitry. Mahabhayankaranisha Choradasyugan Dasha Panchastra Eko Janer Kachan. On that formidable night, that Mahagoranisha, each of these dacoits carried 5 to 10 weapons. They were, when they say, up to the teeth, or something like that. They had weapons up to their teeth. Pravishta haila matra badira bitari sabi haila anda keya chahite napari. As soon as they entered the courtyard of the house wherein Nityananda was staying, they suddenly became completely blind. They couldn't see anything. Kichu nahi deki. Anda haila dasyugan. Sabihaile hatta prana buddhi man. The dacoits became so blind they couldn't see anything. And their prana, their buddhi and prana, life, errors, and intelligence and minds became paralyzed. Kaya gya pare ghara kaira bitare. Jonke poke danche tare kamadhai mare. Some dacoits fell into a ditch. And when they fell into that water-infested ditch, they were bitten by leeches, insects, and bees. The poor dacoits. Hochishta karte te keya keya giya pare tataya maraya vicha. vicha, pokera, kama, kamade. Some of the dacoits fell in a pit where the old food was thrown. And in that pit, they were bitten by insects and scorpions. Keha keha paregia kantara upare sarange futte kanta narite na pare. Some fell on thorns that pierced their entire body so they're unable to move. Like yogis lying on a bed of thorns. But they didn't know the art. These guys are really suffering. It sounds like anyone in the material world is suffering. Some dacoits fell in a hole, kalera bitari, wherein their hands and legs were broken because they fell so far down in that hole. And they all began to cry. Some of the dacoits were afflicted with fear, but every one of them became frightened. It's funny, I don't know how it just kind of drips in there, isn't it? Hine samaya indra parama kotuki karite lagila mahab jadavrishti tati. At that time, the mischievous Indra sent a great rainstorm there. if that's not enough of suffering they're having. Eka mare dasyu poka jonkera kamade visheshe mare aro mahavristi jari. They're really suffering. First, the dacoits suffered the bites of leeches and insects. Then, they suffered a tremendous rainstorm. I was thinking it must be hailstones, and that's what it says. Shila vrishti pade sava angara upade prana nahi jaya base dukera sagar. Hailstones as big as golf balls were falling on them. Yet they did not die, they simply floated in an ocean of misery. Hainase padia eko mahajani jana. Trase murcha jaya sabe pasare apana. Bam! Suddenly one lightning bolt struck there. And they forgot themselves and lost consciousness out of fear. And this lightning bolt just went right in the middle of them and the thunder simultaneously. When there's a storm immediately over your head, you can get simultaneously thunder and lightning at the same time. You go, shoom. It almost sounds like a bomb's going off. And in a country, when you grow up in a country, when you see lightning in the distance, and then you hear thunder, distant thunder, and you count how many seconds, you see the lightning, you count how many seconds till the thunder comes or something. That means how many kilometers it is away. And then when it's right over your head, it goes, boom! I've had that experience. Our house had lightning rods on it. We had an old house that was built in 1840. So in the corners of the roof, I had these rods. Because it's a high-pitched roof like this. So lightning, Indra, like whatever, throws at these high mountains or anything. It's pointed like this. So in these old houses and barns, and especially barns, hay barns, barns full of hay, or let's say dried grass for the busa, for the cows and animals. And they're very high buildings. They always had lightning rods, because oftentimes they get hit by a lightning bolt and it's just a big fire. Lightning bolt's like an atomic bomb, practically. So what happens is the lightning bolt, that lightning rod goes up about 2 feet above the roof, then the lightning hits that and it goes down, it gets grounded to the ground. It doesn't burn down a building. So I've been in our house during some heavy hurricanes, because we were on the beach, near the beach, Ocean Road, in the country, only 10 blocks, about 1 mile from the ocean. And this, I remember many times when I was little, my parents wouldn't be there, and there'd be storms coming, and the lightning would I would see it, like, pass almost through the house, I'd be so scared. Oh God, because I believed in God, so I was praying to God, please save me. Bachao. That's quite an amazing thing. The whole house shakes and the ground shakes like an earthquake. New Jersey has lots of hurricanes and cyclones, all these things. It's an amazing experience. So this is right on their head, right in the middle of all of them. Mahavrishti Dasyugana Bijare Nirantar Mahashite Sabhara Kampita Kalevar. Because of the heavy rain, the dacoits were completely soaked and began to shiver from the extreme cold. It sounds like material life. One suffering after another, birth and then growing up and then examinations and teachers and women and girls and boys and men and parties and dancing and then old age and diseases and just one suffering after the other. So we're all like little dacoits in our own little worlds of suffering. Andahayajachekichu napaya dekite mare dasyugana mahajhara brishti shite. The dacoits were blinded. They couldn't see anything. And now they suffered from the great rainstorm and cold. Imagine, you're blind. You've been bitten all over by leeches and scorpions. There's welts and bumps all over your body and burning pain on your legs and arms and back, wherever they've bitten you. It's like somebody has a match or has a lighter and you're burning your skin. Scorpion bite burns so much. And many of them. And blood is dripping here and there from the leeches that bit into their skin. And leech means they bite your skin and take the blood and you take them off, then it bleeds where they're biting into your skin. And the blood is dripping down their arms and legs, and then they go blind and fall in ditches, and it's lightning and freezing cold rain. And doesn't seem like Chandi's hearing their prayers. Nityananda Johe Asi Jachaye Janiya Krodendra Visheshe Marena Dukadiya. Realizing that they had come to trouble Nityananda, the angry Indra awarded them severe punishment. That's nice. Indra did something good for a change. In Vrindavan, he created a lot of mischief. I guess he felt he should do a good deed for the day. Since in Krishna Leela, he made a big mess with his lightning. He made a big mess with his lightning bolts and rain, hailstorms. Picked on the wrong people. Vrijvasis, Nanda Baba's people, Nanda Gokul. So Nityananda and Gauranga, they forgive everyone and they liberate everyone. Even Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha finally got the ultimate liberation when they took birth as Jagai and Madai. And Gaur Leela. So Gaur, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda are so merciful, even Indra became engaged in Krishna's pure devotional service by serving Nityananda. The most merciful form of the Lord, Indra himself served. Indra offended the highest expression of the personality of Godhead, Rajendranandan Shamsundar Krishna. There's no higher representation of Godhead or Swayam Bhagavan or the Bhagavan than Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna in Vrindavan, in his Leela, with his three beloved Haridas Varya Giriraj and the gopis. And he just came in to muck the whole thing up right in the middle of it all, feeling his pride was pinched because they stopped his Govardhan or his Indra Yajna, his Indra Puja, the worship of a mountain, Govardhan. So his mountain of pride was crushed by the Vrijvasis' worship of Giri Govardhan, Haridas Varya, Giri Raj. He's the king of all mountains. Giri Raj Maharaj Ki Jai. Katakshane Dasyu Sena Patije Brahman. Akasmat bhage taro haila smaran. After some time, the Brahmin leader of those dacoits suddenly had a thought out of some good fortune. Mani bhavi vipra nityananda narak nahi satya eho ishvara manusha kabukari. The Brahmin thought, Nityananda is not a human being. He must be God himself, Ishvara. He cannot be an ordinary man. This is all his thinking. Many verses who is thinking. These are the contemplations of the leader of the demons. Even demons meditate. Ekadina mahilena sabare nidhai tatapia nabhi julun ishra mayaya. That leader of the dacoits, he still considered. One day, he's reflecting on the course of the events. One day he bewildered us with sleep when we came to attack him and rob him. Yet we could not understand because of Maya, Ishvara Maya, the Lord's illusory energy. Another day we came to attack him and rob him. Aradina maha adbhuta padartika gan dekaila tabumora nahila chetan. Nityananda Prabhu showed the most wonderful soldiers, but still we did not come to our senses. Yogyamuni papishtera e sabadurgati karite prabhuradan jina kailan mati. E mahashankate more ki karibe par Nityananda bhai mora gati nahiyara. More of the dacoit leader's thinking and contemplation. The suffering that we have all undergone here is appropriate for sinful persons like us because we came here to steal the Lord's wealth. Who can protect me from this great danger? I have no other shelter than Nityananda. That's a smart demon, dacoit. No other shelter. Nityananda bhai mora gati nahiyar. There's no other goal. I have no other goal in my life. Mora gati nahiyar. My goal, my objective, my desired objective is Nityananda. Nothing else and no one else. Heta bhavi dvija nityanandera charan chintiya ekanta bhavi laila charan. After thinking in this way, the Brahmin, dacoit leader, meditated on and took complete shelter of the lotus feet of Nityananda. Nityananda Rama ki jai. So we'll continue the pastimes of Nityananda tomorrow.